that's where I just, I forgot, this last part I had on the agenda here is just publicity.
Yeah.
So in the past, we've done the Heritage Day numerous years, trying to interest people and just tell them what it's about. But it's kind of hard with just, with Heritage Day to, it's like, it's almost like when people have to find you when they're looking. It's like, you know, the day you talk to a person, they might not be thinking about it. 6 months later, they might be thinking, oh, you know. So that's one of the things with our website, being able to, people to being able to find our website. But anything that we could put it, like, maybe once a month in the Phillipsburg Journal, we could just have a little 2-inch square thing in there that just says, interested in radio, Phillipsburg Radio Club, here's our website. And then get them to, at that point, they just see that, like, once a month or once every 2 weeks when the journal comes out. And it just, you know, then 6 months down the road, it's like, oh, what was that? Now I'm interested, you know. And then they can find us and learn more about it. Whether it's amateur or GMRS, they can find the information on the website. We did talk to the park ranger about maybe putting some information out at the park for people that use the park to just know about the repeaters that are available, particularly the GMRS, but also we were going to mention the 4-3 if somebody was an amateur. She did some check and talked to some higher ups, and they got a blanket policy in the state parks. They don't want anything posted by outside organizations, even if it's nonprofit, even if it's for to benefit the users. They just have a policy. So kind of gave up on that, but sort of thought, well, there's this Friends of Black Machanet State Park, and there's a woman in that group, this Marianne Williams. She lives out around Annapurna's Road. And she's gung-ho. She wants to publicize us. She thinks the Friends of the Park can help get the word out. So we're going to see if there's a symbiotic relationship there. They had a fly-in event at Mid-State, and she coordinated that. And we were planning to attend that, but then my mother died, so I couldn't come. And then you had something come up, so we kind of missed out on that chance.
I wasn't got up that morning to go out. I had all my stuff packed. I went to take the dog off the porch. Well, the dog went off the porch before I did, and I followed the dog. I hurt my shoulder. It still bothered me today. So I didn't make it. I called her, told her what happened. She understood. Yeah. So hopefully, and she has a lot to do with the airport. I don't know how that come about, but we are probably seeing if we can run field day from the airport.
It would be a good site.
That would be a great site, RF wise.
Yeah.
I think we'd have really knows, I mean, really nice place out there. So hopefully we keep that relationship going and we can build something with anything out there. We could probably, you know, be out in the public more and people would see us. I'd love to have been at that fly-in. But
the one tower, I don't know if they ever took the Civil Air Patrol antennas down off the one tower I put up. So I know there might still be some
VHF
and UHF antennas up there.
Be great if
probably tore down knowing government, they were probably taken down.
So hopefully we can foster that to something better down the road. Yeah.
We do get a good bit of inquiries from people. People that want to be put on the mailing list, and a couple of times people said they wanted to be added to the club membership and stuff. So, you know, and they're not all people just from in the Machanet Valley. It tends to be some people from people that are outdoors people. I think a lot of them. But well, like Jason Turoski, I'm not sure how he found out about us, but he's not here today, but he's been really enthusiastic. I mean, he shows up for the online Zoom meetings and most of the in-person meetings, and he's always contributing to the discussions and things. And so I think, you know, the more we get the word out, the more we're likely to find more people that have, you know, because you know how it is with any organization, you know, probably 2/3 of your members are just kind of on paper and you don't see them too often and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think, I lived here over 30 years in this area before I knew this club existed. So that's why I'm thinking if we just start putting a little something in the progress, maybe, you know, maybe there's other places we could, just to let people know we exist, let them know about the website, and then if they're interested, let them know how to participate and just see what happens.
What about renting a billboard? Coming into Phillipsburg is a big sign that says rent me.
Yeah. The thoughts crossed my mind. I don't have any idea what it would cost for something. I mean, they have these electronic ones now where you just get artwork and they just pop it up there.
Yeah, actually,
they're usually not cheap.
Yeah.
They're not cheap.
Fox Electronics here has that billboard.
Yeah.
You could probably.
Well, Vox has their name on it, it's not cheap. We gotta go cheap. We can't go, you can't pay $80-$90 a month advertising fees. Because you ain't making no money. You understand?
Well, that's chicken and egg though, Darren. I mean, is it, you know, we put the donation button on the website, we start getting the word out. This fellow I mentioned in Graves Woods, one of his first questions is, how do I give you guys money? He wanted to, you know, help us out because he's using the GMRS repeater.
Yeah.
And I said, and I don't want him to give money to me. I don't want to get into that. I just said, well, you can give money to Para. And I said, there's going to be a donate button pretty soon. He said, that's good. I'll use it. So, you know, it's like, we might find we you know.
Yeah, I think you're better off doing some kind of social media.
Social media. If I knew Facebook better, I would take it. I did change a few things on. I managed to change, put the new website on the Facebook page, but I'm no guru at Facebook. Yeah. I don't like Facebook, technically.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not that good at it either.
So I don't.
I know that I had for the troop, when we were doing that one sale, it said our stats, so that I had 19,000 people view the posts, and I've never had that many people in my life view anything I've ever posted on Facebook. I'm just saying.
Well, I know, you know, a lot of smaller businesses, like pizza places and some of the ethnic clubs, the Slovak club and stuff like that, they'll have like a Facebook page, and that's kind of their website. They don't actually have a full website. We do have the full website, but it's not interactive. It's like whatever I put up there, you can read, but it's not a place for people to put comments and things, really.
You can send messages to it.
Yeah.
I get messages through the Facebook.
Yeah, I think I have too.
Yeah, I've gotten messages.
Not for that one, for the other one.
Yeah, so.
So I'm not interested in doing some social media, but if anybody is, I think, you know.
I don't think any of us are in the generation of doing social
media. No, I'm not. If you see something posted, it's not me.
About 20 years old.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would probably help get the word out if we had a member that wanted to do social media. I'm not that member.
I managed to put a new website on there and stuff like that. If I talk to somebody, I tell them to go to this website because Bob did a terrific job. The information's there.
Yeah,
and that's what I
used
do.
It today to find